Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
And trauma and challenge and sometimes things that we've been through in this world have distorted that. And you've taken on or defined yourself by what had happened. That ain't you. Tell somebody, that ain't you. Before this thing is all over, you're going to find out the real you. Amen. You're going to find and be in touch with the real you. There's a real you up under all those layers of that onion. As we pull it, peel it all back, you're going to find out the real you, the kingdom you. Amen. There's a remnant people that are going to rise. Amen. That are going to shed all this stuff that the world has tried to heap on them, tell you what you can do, what you can't do, what you can have, what you can't have, where you can go, where you can't go. The devil is a lie. Amen. God's going to set another standard. It's always been there, but it's time to awaken. And we have to awaken mentally. One of the issues that I find in the world today is that so many are trying to attain what they already have. Many times you are a lot better off than what you think.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Our enemy, our adversary is good at painting pictures. And you know, through constant barraging of the mind, trying to affirm that picture in your spirit. To where you see yourself like that. He's good at that. He does that, you know, like sickness or disease, and you know, with television and you know, all the advertisement and everything is all geared to make you try to think a certain way. Amen. Conform you to an image that's in the world, to make you dependent on a world system. That wants to just destroy you. Amen. That system's not geared to prosper you.
Amen.
Amen. It's not geared for your enlightenment or enrichment. It's ultimately geared to stop your greatness.
Amen.
To cut you off. To where you view yourself, hear me, just as a mere human. Now, I don't want to get out in that water too deep because people get scared. But tell somebody, you're more than just a human being. There's a part of you that's divine. I said, there's a part of you that's divine that come from God. Amen. That's the part that the world system tries to ball up, amen, and hide and keep in the dark. Because the devil knows once you touch that, and you realize who you are, he's in big trouble. He can't control you now. You out of control. Ain't no telling what they'll do. I'm talking about the devil system. Tell somebody, we have to redefine normal. People define normal as just conformity, uniformity. How is it you're going to be uniform when God made you unique? There's nobody ever been like you before you, and there'll never be another you. There ain't another you now, and there'll never be another you in the future.
Amen.
Ever.
Amen.
But yet you just want to fit in the mold and be like everybody else. No, God made you unique on purpose, but you've been hiding it. Fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of standing out. Tell somebody, don't be afraid of greatness. You actually have to get to a place in your walk with God where you don't, let me say this so you can receive, but you don't care what people say. It's quiet on the west side. I say, well, you don't care. I'm not talking about arrogance or, you know, that foolish fleshly stuff. You just have gotten to a place where that is not, opinions are not going to be what directs you or affirm you or discourage you or encourage you. No, you get your affirmation from Him. God already told me my assignment. If nobody else knows what it is or agrees with it. And see, with forerunners and the remnant, you're going to have to break out. And you're going to have to experience people misunderstanding you. Amen. Who you think you are. That's why you can't share your dream with everybody. You can't share a revelation with everybody. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start putting some boundaries around the revelation that flows through the house, because I don't want people that are not living for God.
Amen.
See, they just want to know more stuff.
Amen.
But see, it's going to make you more accountable.
Amen.
And it's eventually going to bring more trouble into your life.
Amen.
See, you want your calling and your character to be able to keep you.
Amen.
Where your gift takes you.
Amen.
It's not just about knowing a bunch of stuff. It's about living this thing. It's about, what have you become? What are you becoming? Amen. Because revelation flows. The spirit of revelation will flow. But it can do more harm than good if left unchecked. So we must redefine normal so it lines up with God's normal. What people have defined as normal is not God's normal. It ain't normal to be sick. It ain't normal to be sad all the time. I know we deal with things, and there are times where we may be heavy, but all the time? That's not normal. Not normal to be broke all the time. Not God's normal, not in the kingdom. God's normal has to begin with the realization that we are put on this earth. We came into this planet to do the will of God. Listen to me. On earth as it is in heaven. That's messing with somebody's thinking already. Why are you here? To do the will of God on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Somebody say, as it is in heaven.
As it is in heaven.
Now, see, that's jerking the slack out of a lot of things already, because what? As it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. To some, it's been everything but that, right? Well, we're here to peel that onion back. Because, see, you got to get a hold of the real you. See, if you can't identify, if you lose your identity, you've lost your way. If you don't know what you're here for, you don't even know what to believe for. You'll accept anything that's put on the plate. Anything that's set before you, thank Jesus. No, that ain't God's best. God, listen, again, God has greatness written all over you. Every child of God, greatness. Not average, not normal, according to the world standard, but greatness. And this causes people to fear. Because it requires responsibility. Amen. There's a process involved. When we understand that trials and tests, we understand trials and tests are not to destroy us. It's not just the devil trying to work something on us. No, God has allowed some things. Amen. God has suffered some things in order to perfect us. In areas of our life. That's what it's really about. It's not the devil. The devil is defeated. Amen. Can you say that with me? The devil has been defeated. Once. Forever. He ain't never going to be undefeated. Jesus defeated him. Period. That's a done deal. That's not an issue. The issue is your transformation.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. He undid all of that. Now we are here to mop up the rest of it. But the question, the normal is as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, right? Say it with me. Our Father. Stop right there. You pray that every day.
Amen. Amen.
It's about every time you pray, that's all we pray. But you pray that. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth. Where? As it is where?
In heaven.
Well, let me ask you, what's going on in heaven?
Amen.
You read the word. You can. There's enough in the word to give you glimpses into what's going on in heaven. I can guarantee you, ain't no sickness there. I guarantee. I guarantee, no sickness, no disease, no wars,
amen. Amen.
No worries.
Amen.
What's the prayer? Give us this day our daily bread. Wait, what we just pray? On earth. Come on, stay with me. Come on, we're going somewhere with this. On earth as it is in heaven. See, this is God's normal.
Amen. Amen.
Our normal is, okay, yeah, in heaven, when I get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that's going to be. Hallelujah. Going to dance on the streets of gold. But what do we pray every day? What is God's purpose before the world conformed you to think otherwise?
Amen.
Little children are so precious because they're so innocent.
Amen.
They don't have a clue about conforming to the world.
Amen.
So they just go about doing their thing. They don't care. They have no boundaries.
Amen. Amen.
But I say, a child of God, all of a sudden is bound up.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.